Morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, March 14, 2018, and the Josephine County Board of Commissioners is meeting for general discussion in the BCC conference room. We have a quorum this morning, however, a lot of the subjects that are on today's agenda were brought forth by Commissioner Hare, who is absent today. Commissioner Morgan and Commissioner DeYoung are here. We would like to have the whole board present at these discussions. They were, item number one was BCC projects. Item number two, discussion on adoption of fee schedule. Three is implementation of county-issued awards. Four was 2018 department goals, and then we had five and then other. But I think Commissioner Morgan, is that in agreement with you that we postpone it to a date when all commissioners can be here?
But items for other, I had one topic for that can be discussed right now. And then I would agree that we should wait for the others on that. We discussed briefly NACO and travel, and one of the things that we haven't done since you and I have been on this board is there was a budget in existence when we came onto it, and it was set without any consideration of AOC participation or county college participation. And this year's budget was made, and it really didn't accommodate. And so I'd like to make a recommendation. I think it is important that we're participating at NACO and at AOC. I'm going to make a recommendation of a budget for travel that I would potentially be looking at and put that forward. July is a new fiscal year, and so being that we're a year and a half into this now, our first budget session was just a couple months. We hadn't even seen what all we potentially show. Now that I can see what is a potential priority, I would like to bring forth a recommended budget, and maybe we look at a budget per commissioner and or a total of something, but certain items that would be included. And what would that actually entail?
And I think another thing we discussed is the possibility, like for instance with AOC, if we are going to Washington, D.C. on AOC business, not necessarily Josephine County business, that AOC chip in on that.
AOC will not. AOC got in trouble with that with Commissioner Breidenthaler from Jackson County. It led to him losing an election. It led to a Department of Justice investigation, and it led to the AOC revamping their policies related to travel. They only authorize travel for the president, and they only authorize travel for the executive director at this time because of past policies with that. You'll also see that AOC is going through a lot of changes right now because they have not increased their due since 2008 because they were trying to be considerate of the budgetary constraints.
And the economy.
And so they've had to lay off staff. They've had to do some other things to kind of tighten up the reins. And there's some recommendations of changes. We have a new treasurer that brought some things to light that we need to shore up AOC's finances. And so I spoke with the executive director yesterday about AOC's policies of covering travel, and they have had to really restrict that in order to be fiscally, frugally responsive. And so that is not an option.
Well, one of the things, like I said, that I get concerned about is that we are traveling, doing AOC business in Washington, D.C. How does that reflect back, and how does that affect back to Josephine County?
So I don't see myself doing AOC business.
We are hired, elected by the citizens of Josephine County. There needs to be a return on investment for that travel.
So I can say two things. First off, in my first year in office, I testified. AOC was involved in inviting me to testify at the state capitol. And one of those items I testified on was justice reinvestment.
That's state capital. I'm talking.
Hold on. The AOC is what the topic was. So AOC invited me to testify because I'm a subject matter expert on public safety and communications. And out of that, our county received an extra $1 million from the state directly related to this topic I testified on behalf of how Josephine County was doing. So there was a direct financial benefit back to our community because I testified.
Okay.
Going to D.C. this last week, I, because of my background, the National Association of Counties had put me as a vice chair of telecommunications and technology, and they also put me on public safety, of which They were topics directly related to our community and both broadband and public safety communications, of which I then had a meeting with Representative Walden's office about Frontier, which affects the Illinois Valley directly, and some follow-ups of equipment and stuff. So it was something that was directly, I wasn't there for AOC. I was there for speaking on behalf of rural Josephine County.
But that's the connection I want us to make.
Correct.
So we make sure that when we get back and we're at the WBC, the weekly business session, WBS, that connection is made to the public.
Absolutely.
Because they see travel. They see travel. One of the things that happens is while you're gone and people come in to see Commissioner Morgan, she's not here, and we need to be able to make that connection. Say she's on a mission for Josephine County.
That's fine. On Monday, I was the one in the office before anybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
And people came in and I met with them. There's days that
happens. Yeah, I get that. But I'm saying.
But as far as travel for AOC.
Do you see what I'm trying to portray?
I absolutely do.
Okay.
And what I would tell you is I'm not traveling to do business for AOC. AOC works for us. They work for us to get stuff done. And when it comes to the cannabis conversation, that is probably the number one thing we get calls about, and how do we make it better in our community? And so last night at the cannabis panel, talking about the DC trip and the advocacy for safe banking. Safe banking is something that would bring accountability into the cannabis system. It would also decrease the violence in our community. And in order to get that through, required national legislative change to allow safe banking regulations.
And it's okay that you tell me this. I want you to convey that to them.
I will, absolutely.
That's what I want. That's it. So
you don't believe it, they won't believe it either.
Yeah, but I will believe it. You just told me, and that's what I need to do. We need collectively to show them what we're doing with their money.
Well,
because
understanding that AOC and
NACO,
it has, but it also wasn't planned.
Right.
There was no thought into, hey, county college is something new commissioners do. So we need to.
And there's two commissioners going this year.
Correct.
Instead of one.
And we need to make sure in our next budget that we'll have a new commissioner, that we have to realize we'll have 2 years' budgets affected by another county college next year. We'll have effectively, I imagine you're going to be in Salem every month for AOC next year, making those connections at the Capitol and advocating for law enforcement down here at a different level, because again, they work for us as a lobby branch to meet our needs. And if we're not at the table speaking to what our needs are, they won't speak to it. And so it's kind of one of those things on behalf of Josephine County as a subcategory of the state, we have to be advocating at the state level.
But we need to put that forth to the people. We all understand it because we live it every day. We just need to make sure.
I don't know that we always
understand.
Do. I didn't understand it when I first came
into
office.
No, neither do I. Neither did I.
I didn't understand that AOC was
something. But we need to make that connection to the folks outside this building, because they're the ones that we work for.
Correct.
We don't work for AOC. AOC works for us.
So I'm going to be contacting some other counties and asking what their travel policies are with commissioners. I'd like to see some consistency. I've asked Arthur to do the same regarding budget for travel for commissioners and such. And not just commissioners, but staff and commissioners separately. If they're the same policy, if they're different policies, I'd like to see what else is out there. And our budget policy for travel is over 10 years old. It is outdated with technology and everything else that's available. And just as far as looking at what is going on and what's appropriate and where are we balanced with that. And I'm not looking at being up with the Joneses. I just want to make sure that are we doing our best to represent Josephine County. And so I'm going to be coming back with some recommendations, and so that if I say it's a problem, I'd like to come with a solution as well.
Good. And one of the things that I'm a firm believer that Josephine County has been sitting on the sidelines for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know and I know, you and I were a force in the freshman class at AOC,
yeah,
at County College. We were a force. And all of a sudden, we made people start looking at Josephine County with a whole different set of eyes. That comes at a cost. And I think that maybe part of the reason for that is that we are engaged. You are engaged at the national level, putting Josephine County on the map. So that's something we all need to consider.
Well, let's have this conversation tonight at the weekly business session as well.
We need to be mindful of the money, and we need to be mindful that we are portraying, that we are making the connection for what we are doing here. Because this is a forward-leaning commission that I don't know how many forward-leaning commissions our predecessors were. I don't know that. But I'm saying that if we're going to make a dent, we're going to be the movers and shakers, then they need to know that we're moving and shaking.
Correct.
And that their money's being spent wisely.
I agree.
That's all I ask.
And
is that we do. Instead of coming back and trying to defend ourselves for taking an air flight to Portland that we were going to pay for anyway, it was all approved. And then to come back 6 months later and have this big brouhaha with, you know, I think we can nip a lot of that in the bud if we're forthcoming on every weekly business session if we've had travel.
If you go back and you listen to the weekly business sessions after that trip, I talked about them for 2 whole weeks. I did talk about it. I did report back. We don't actually put it on the agenda, though, and have an actual formal presentation. And maybe that's something we should consider.
I think that's
what we're other commissions also don't have meetings every week. They meet twice a month, or they do, I mean, different commissions do different things. We have our own charter. We're a unique county that does some things differently. But you will find that on that trip, I did give a report back. And it's pretty amazing when you can see how a trip results in action in the significant way that it does. And those, you know, the kickoff is tomorrow. But I'm happy to speak on it tonight, and I plan on it. And to see the action that's coming out of this trip.
That's what we need to do. I think we need to demonstrate the results, that these results are because of something that's happened. I think we're missing the communication wire somehow. Somehow it's not getting through to certain people.
Commissioner DeYoung, yesterday Commissioner Hare said something that I think we're missing on, and that's the Facebook connection and giving updates on Facebook. It reaches more people than our weekly business session does.
Oh, absolutely.
And so giving the reports on weekly business session isn't necessarily that avenue. But Friday I have our first meeting on our website update, and we have economic development there. We have parks, fairgrounds. We have the people that are innovative and using the website differently that are going to be a part of helping design that. But one of the pieces we want to capture are having those videos be available, not just on Facebook, but there is other communication channels that we could be doing better.
And I'm not the person to initiate that. Your generation is.
I hear you. And so out of this, I should let you know that our recommendation is that we're hiring a webmaster / public information officer that will handle those Facebook feeds, that will handle that information stuff. So we're going to come with a recommendation for that position ad, and you'll be seeing that coming forth. And part of it is that it'll be website management and Facebook and those other things and getting that messaging out.
I'm in favor.
So we'll bring it, you know, but just
fire
to give
with
a heads
fire.
Up, that's, yeah.
We have to put our message out there so the other message gets watered down a little bit.
So anyhow, I don't mean to, I know the other items need all of us there, and so I do recommend that we postpone those discussions until we can all be here.
Just as a FYI, Mike MacArthur's coming down next Wednesday, a week from today.
Oh, okay.
And he'll be here. He said he'd be here for the weekly business session in the morning. So.
Okay. Does he want some time to speak?
I didn't ask him that. I talked to him yesterday because I told him I needed to get it back to him. He said, well, your meeting's at 5:30 in the afternoon. I said, no, today's meeting is at 5:30, not next week. So he was going to make the arrangements, make sure he could get here by 9. And
okay.
I think he was going to call Wendy and set that up. So.
Okay.
Wendy, you can ask him if he would like to speak and give a little presentation.
I would actually ask, let's have him give a report on AOC.
I think it would be a fantastic opportunity to let people know about what AOC
and
our participation
what
in
our,
AOC.
Maybe his report on what happened at NACO as well.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
If that's okay.
Got all that? Reporter? Look at that. Okay, President also is Arthur O'Hare, our finance guy, but he's been silent, and that's okay, too.
He's making faces, but that's okay.
With that, if we're going to postpone, we will adjourn at 10:14. Thank you.